Good evening. I am presenting this work on behalf of Renzo Siamei, who finally is not attending to this conference. The contents of the work are here: introduction, development of visual dataset, visual assessment procedure, testing of major formulas, and summary. Existing formulas are based on several different sets of perceptual data that have been stabilized under various experimental conditions, using samples representing a huge range of substrates and different groups of observers. In this work, I will show the development and test of two recent data sets, NCSU-B1 and NCSU-2, using a large number of observers. We have tested the performance of several major color difference formula through the analysis of the performance comparison of differences between equations using stress index and optimization of likeness weighting factor and comparison based on optimized values. Also, the assess inter and intra observer variability using this stress. Different models aim to improve the performance of predictive color difference in the blue and neutral regions. The most recent and notable are CAD 2000. For CAD 2000, no independent report can be found in the literature to provide for the disparity between theoretical versus field trial testing. We believe part of the problem is due to observer variability, which is large, as well as differences in the experimental methodology and condition used for the development of visual data set. Then, in practice, does CAD 2000 perform better than other major formula for critical areas of color space? What performance improvement justified adoption of a new formula? What is the maximum performance possible for a color difference formula? A technical committee of the CAE 155 were in determining that major equation should be examined with a view to recommending a suitable formula. The first data set, NCSU-B1, consists of 66 blue 2x2 inch polyester sample with color difference below 5 CLAP unit or 2 CNC unit around this center, this blue center. The measurement has been done with a spectral flash with large area view, UV excluded, specular included, and 8 different measurements. The illuminant was D65 and 10 degree observer. The AATCC gray scale for color change had been used in this data set, and a statistical software to prevent overfitting of conversion to delta B using a third degree polynomial with 95% of confidence level. 26 observers, 3 different trials, in total 5,188 assessments. More than 100 samples was generated. Then a selection was done using differences with the standard based on mostly likeness, chroma, or hue, as well as combination of them. The observer were tested for color vision, and they aged between 21 and 36, 16 male and 10 female. Interval between different assessments was at least 24 hours, and the samples were mounted on PVC bedding painted to neutral gray immune cell. At the end, 69 pairs was considered, divided into two groups of 33 random samples. In the other experiment, NCSU2, 69 polyester knitted sample, the same size as before, but in this case scattered in various sectors of the CAEAB plane. The average color difference is 3.37, with a range of 0.56 to 7.57. The same measurement as before was done, and in this case a different gray scale was used, a perceptually linear gray scale developed for this experiment. With this scale is possible a linear regression of delta V versus delta E with 95% of confidence level. In this experiment, 100 observers from four different regions realized the experiment with three different trials. The four regions were South America, 25 from Colombia, 25 from Czech Republic, 25 for state, and also 25 Chinese observer in the states. In this figure, you can see the sample selection. This selection is based on colors that are considered difficult to use, olive, khaki, etc., and using differences with the standard based on likeness, chroma or hue, as well as combination of them. Also, the observers were tested for color vision. They were gray lab coat and glove and gray sunroom. And the interval between different assessments was at least 24 hours. The samples were mounted on the PVC baking, painted to neutral gray moon cell as before. With this gray scale, are possible different nine steps for assessment. Previously to this experiment, it was determined experimentally that the use of the perceptually linear gray scale results in minimum observer variability, and the range of response is the same as for the AATCC gray scale. Here we compare the two different gray scales. In the first experiment, a custom AATCC gray scale, but larger in size, with five different steps, with color difference from 0 to 13.6, was used in the first experiment, B1. With this gray scale, a 3-degree polynomial was used to convert delta V to delta E. In the second experiment, a 9-step perceptually linear gray scale with color difference from 0 to 7.5 was employed. In this case, it's possible to use a linear regression for delta V to convert to delta E. Here you can see an histogram of the distribution of sample. In total, in experiment two, in total 135 samples, the most of the sample have color difference under 5 Thielat unit. 12 samples have color difference between 5 and 8, And we will include this in the computation of stress. We will see later. And there are a significant number of samples with color difference below 2 CLAP unit. About color difference formula, in the last few decades, more than 40 different color difference formula has been developed. It's well known the non-uniformity of the space, usually CLAP, lending to development of models to improve performance in the blue region, neutral region, as well as improve the overall correlation with perceptual assessments. CAD 2000 is the most recent CAE recommended formula, but there are some models developed since this formula. First, we are going to test historical color difference formulas, CLAP, CNC, and CA94, as well as OSA equation model. Then we are going also to include CAE DE2000 as the currently recommended CA formula, and another group of formulas developed since CAE DE2000, DIN99D, CA CAN02, CAN02 small color difference, CAN02 large color difference, and CAN02 uniform color space. Also OSA-GP and OSA-GP Euclidean. The tool to determine the statistical significance of the improvement will be the stress function. Stress take values between 0 and 1. And the lower the stress, the better correlation between delta V and delta E. Also, stress can be used to perform F-tests with two color different formula. This table shows the optimization of parametric factor using stress. We can see that almost all formula have optimized a parametric factor close to 1. That is the standard, the normal value. And in this table, we have the stress value for the different formulas in the different experimental data set. This table is rearranged from the best to the worst performance. It can be seen that the optimization of KL slightly reduced stress value as expected, because the optimized parametric factor is close to the one value. Results show that the stress value for B1 dataset are considerably larger than those for the second dataset under both parametric values. Also, the result shows that the performance of CAD2000 is improved in comparison to CLAP and also CAE194 in most cases. The performance of DIN99D color difference formula is better than other formulas. We have also checked different reduced version of CAD2000 equation. We have computed a stress value for CAD2000 and 5 reduced model. In each of the reduced model, one of the correlation factor introduced to CLAP was removed. It's expected that in stress will be increased. First, the performance of CAD2000 for the combined dataset is similar to previous work. The most important correction to CLAP is the chroma correction, that stress increases at least 10 units when this correction is removed. The remaining 4 corrections are also efficient, as stress generally increases when they are removed. when we have also used another combined data set removing color difference greater than 5 units. In this combined data set, the performance of almost all formulas slightly improved in comparison to the combined data set. This supports the recommendation that CAD 2000 is most suitable for use on color differences smaller than 5 CLAP units. It is surprising that for V1 dataset removing the hue correction term and for the second dataset removing the rotation term improve the performance of CAD 2000 model. Also, the improvement is not statistically significant. For the combined dataset and dataset with on color difference greater than 5 CLAP units, both of these correlation terms improve the performance of the CID 2000 equation. After chroma correlation, in V1 dataset, the rotation term is the most important correlation. This shows that rotation term improves the performance of the model for blue sample, because this dataset is with blue color differences. However, stress for CAD 2000 and second dataset is considerably lower than for V1 dataset. This means that blue is still a challenge for color difference equation, including CIDE 2000. A key question in relation to the performance of color difference equation is whether a new formula is statistically significant better than another. F-test indicates the significance of difference between equations. 25% of confidence level is assumed. Okay. Here, I apologize for the busy table. Please don't look the number, but the color. Like red indicate that the formula shown in the row is significantly worse than the one given in the column. And dark red mean improvement but insignificant. Like olive mean that the performance of the formula in the row is significantly better than the one in the column. Again, dark olive mean that the deterioration is insignificant. Results indicate that DIN-99-D has superior performance compared to all the other equations for the combined dataset. CAN-02 uniform color space are also very similar. If we remove the color difference greater than 5 CLAP units, we obtain this result. As expected, CIDE 2000 performs significantly better than CLAP and CIE94. No significant difference between CIDE 2000 and CNC. The performance of CIDE 2000 in comparison to more recent formulas in almost all cases is worse. Also, the difference is not always statistically significant. In summary, for both dataset, stress index show that at both parametric factor, optimized or not, the DIN-99-D equation outperforms all the other equations tested in this study. For CID 2000, suppression of any of the 5 correlation factors introduced to CLAP formula lowers the performance of the model. The most important correlation factor to CLAP is chroma correction. For V1, the rotational correction is also important. However, in general, high stress values indicate difficulty in obtaining an accurate prediction of color in this blue region. CAD 2000 statistically significantly improved compared to CLAP and CAE94 for the reduced combined dataset. DIN 199D significantly better than CLAB, CNC, CAE-194, CECAM, O2, and OSA model. DIN 199D improved performance statistically is significant, again, CAD2000, CAN, small color difference, CAN O2 LCD, CAN O2 uniform color space, and OSA GP Euclidean and OSA GP color equation. Thanks for your attention.
Any question?
Can you tell the difference between D99 and D99? Excuse me, D99D. The difference between them both.
The difference between D99D.
What's the difference between the the original version?
Sorry, I am not able to.
What is the difference between the original D99 and the D99D?
I don't remember really. It's a version, but I am not able to remember the difference between the original and the D version.
I was just asking, are you giving the formula in your
not,
paper?
But in the proceeding are the reference of to look for the formula.
It's a pity. It would have been.
But anyway, DIN 99D is very good in this experimental data set. But with different experimental data set, there are different results.
Your reference scales, your gray scales, range from 0 to 7 or 8 delta E for the second and from 0 to 13 delta E in the first experiment. Why did you choose so big reference scales when you were only interested in delta E's mostly up to 5?
Okay, the first is the standard AATCC gray scale. And this standard is as it is. And the second is developed especially for this experiment. Then the fair is not optimized for this range of color difference.
Just time for another question, is there? No more questions. So let's thank the last speaker.